The human form makes the pointless material existence purposeful. Pointless material existence refers to how in this world there is so much conflict, there is so much life kills life kind of existence, where one life form lives at the life lives at the cost of another, and this just goes on. And often when we may look at one level at the beauty of nature, but another level we can also see the savagery of nature, wherein a deer has to flee for its life, otherwise it will be caught by a pursuing lion who will rip apart the deer's body while the deer is still alive, and the deer will suffer a horrifying death as its body is consumed by the lion. So it's quite a if you consider it from that point of view, it's quite a savage idea of one body, one living being becoming the life of another living being, being so brutally killed. And further, even if somehow someone survives, what happens after that? After that, there is death. So there is death after that. So then what is the point of it all? You know, we struggle, and then we suffer, and we suffer, and we suffer, and we suffer, and then we are finished. So what is the point of it all? And if we look at the life trajectory of all living beings, this is what we will see. Struggle, suffer, and death. And observers of nature like Darwin almost enshrined this as a sacred principle of nature when they said that is survival of the fittest. So the problem with this idea of survival of the fittest is that it is a unsustainable idea. It is an idea that cannot be held on for a very long time. Otherwise, we just sink into a sense of pointlessness about material existence. So if you want to realize the point of existence, if you want to make our existence purposeful, then we have to see, we have to look for a purpose beyond the mortality that characterizes our life here in this world. Is there some point to our life beyond what we observe in this world? If there is that point, what is that point? And how do we know, how do we fulfill that point? That is the important question that needs to be answered. And answering that question requires recognizing that we are at our core spiritual. In fact, not just we in the sense of we human beings, but all living beings are spiritual. And as all living beings, at their core are souls. But the souls in non-human bodies do not have the capacity to do spiritual inquiry. And they just live, and then they, when their lifespan gets exhausted, they die. But the souls are promoted to higher forms of life till they get the human form. And when they get to come to the human form, there the soul gets capacity, the soul's covering is so less, is lessened enough, is thin enough, so that the soul can perceive spiritual truth, and then can realize spiritual truth, and then relish spiritual truth. So this opportunity is there only in the human form. And now Krishna, that's why he states that evam pravartitam chakram nanu vartayate hayah aghayurindriya ramo mogham partha sajivate. In 3.16 the Bhagavad Gita, he states evam pravartitam chakram, that this is a chakra, this is a cycle of pravartitam. Of pravartitam means the cycle of birth and of. Krishna is not talking here about a cycle of birth and death. He's talking about a cycle of cosmic contribution through yajna. So basically yajna, Krishna has said in the... Krishna talks about dharma, performance of dharma in terms of yajna. And this concept of yajna can be understood and implemented only in the human form of life. You know, lower forms of life cannot understand how to exactly practice dharma and how to do yajna. And Krishna says, those who do not practice this, na anuvartayati, do not practice this, what happens to them? So they live in vain. they waste their life, they live in vain. And mogham partha sajivati, mogha, they live in vain. And that's why what is important is that we recognize the purpose of our life and we fulfill that purpose by directing our inquiry towards spiritual truth. To the extent we learn spiritual truth, to the extent we internalize spiritual truth, to the extent we realize spiritual truth, to that extent we can move onwards in our journey towards Krishna and we can attain lasting satisfaction. And that is what is the purpose and perfection of the human form of life. When we understand that the struggle and the suffering, it is meant for our spiritual growth, and we grow spiritually through it. We turn towards realizing our eternal core, our eternal spiritual identity. We turn towards realizing our eternal relationship with Krishna. Then this pointless material existence becomes purposeful. Because through all the struggling and suffering, we are fulfilling the purpose of realizing and attaining our spiritual nature. Thank you. Hare Krishna.